Yo, people! So, you know that life is important and we need to take aspect of our life seriously. So, welcome to another episode. It is the Double Trouble Drama Show. And welcome to my podcast, people! So, today episode, we're going to talk about our topic first, then our dramatic issues last. So we're going to talk about that. So today's topic is very, very important to me. And why do I say that? It is because self-awareness is critical in every aspect of your life. And why it is important? And why it's critical in every aspect of your life, it is having a clear perception of your personality, your strength, your weakness, your thought, your motivation, and emotion. It comes all into play. Self-awareness. And self-awareness allows you to better to understand people, how they perceive you, their attitude towards you, your response towards them, and in the moment. So it all comes back to self-awareness. You might quickly assume that you are self-aware, but really, are you really self-aware of yourself? Well, I myself like, damn, did I say that? So normally when I say stuff, I don't like literally impact. It will have an impact on people's life. I literally be careful what you say, but you have to be mindful that self-awareness, things that people struggle with. So as it say that it is not a skill, it's a measure or binomic terms that you can got it or you don't got it. It's not an on and off switch approach. No. So it helps you to have a range of skills of awareness. And if you have been in an auto accident, like you just met in a car accident, right? And you experience everything happen to you in slow motion. So everything happen in slow motion. And you notice the detail of this process of event that's happening, and it states a high regard of awareness. So like you're on the road, you're driving, or somebody will drive you on the road, and a car is heading to your car way, and you quickly aware that the car is approaching your car, you're like, stop! Move out of the way. Because your self-awareness kicking. Your allergenic in your body just kicking instantly. So with practice in learning to be self-aware of yourself, it is important. So with practice, you learn to engage in the type of heightened stage and see new opportunity for choices and interpret it in your thoughts, your emotion, and your conversation. It is quite important. And having aware of creating an opportunity to make changes in behavior and belief, it is quite important. And that is critical. When you have a level of self-awareness, you're like, you can change your behavior, you can tweak it a little bit. Normally, every person not going to change their behavior automatically, but it is a stepping process. It is a process in changing your behavior. And some part of our dramatic issues, I am going to drawback and self-awareness, because some people need to know that self-awareness is important, and if they did have self-awareness, they did not have to make the choices that they made in our dramatic issues. But we're going to leave that for our dramatic issues, right? So you're doing a quick assessment of yourself at the end of the year, or the end of the month, or the end of the week, or the end of the whatever grace period you have within yourself. So it can be the basic, where you're aware that your thoughts while you have them, and it can be the medium, where you're aware of your thoughts and your emotion, and you have an emotion you have about your thoughts and in the moment. So you're like, what are you thinking when you did that? You're just reflecting on your thoughts and say, why did you say what you did say? Or why did you did what you did? So, or what you did do. And then you have the high level of self-awareness by paying key attention to your emotion, your physical state, in ways in which to how you relax, and therefore change your thought process in the moment. So there are three level of self-awareness. Begin, which is just aware of your thoughts while you having them. The medium, you're aware of your thoughts and your emotion together in that specific moment. Then the high, pay attention to your key emotion. Then the physical state, in which you relax and therefore change in the process of the moment. Then you have high level of self-awareness, in which is just relaxed state. And sometimes it can be very stressful state, where you just might shift from the medium to the basic level of self-awareness. So you shift from the medium and the basic, and you just go straight up into the high, because your level of stress is very high up there. You couldn't do nothing. You're just at your peak, your buck. So in one of our dramatic issue that is playing out, that the man was in peak, he was so go from 0 to 100 in an instant minute, because him a level of stress was prevalent in his affairs. So the spectrum can change dynamic, and how and ways in which you can develop self-awareness. Like, these are basic things that you can develop it, and some people may not get it, but some people may get it. So as you develop self-awareness, you may have to change your thought, your interpretation, and the way you think, your mind. So it is important for you as having a conversation with person on a daily basis, and having these conversation, and you develop with that how you interpret message, how you say things to people, and how you change your thought process by changing your interpretation and your mindset, to allow you to change your emotion, because your interpretation link to your emotion. And it's quite important. Self-awareness is one of the attributes of emotional intelligence, and that's why I said it is that's why I say interpretation linked to emotion, because self-awareness it ties into your emotion intelligence, and where it is impact on the factors of how you achieve success. So if you're hungry for success, you will do every single thing at every cost, at any cost, to get what you want in life. It may be good, it may be bad, but end of the day, you do it at any cost. Speaking like you, the Netflix series, you, the man did at any cost. Anybody did at any cost. He was self-awareness. He's self-awareness of his self. But end of the day, his emotion was very prevalent of what his emotional intelligence was very prevalent in the episode, where he say that everybody is trying to come into him trying to interrupt his flow to get this girl, going to suffer the consequences. His emotion was very driven, because why he did what he did because of his self-awareness. And it's important, he did achieve what he want, he did get the girl, but he take some drastic measure in order to get the girl. So let's go back. So study have shown that high degree of self-awareness is successful. Yes, it's successful. So you are the CEO, you in charge of your life. So anything that you want to do in your life, your self-awareness, your self-thought, it comes into play that say that it can be a successful degree or not. So self-awareness, for the first step in self-awareness, you must create what you want and what the mastering in life. What you want in life and what you need to master, what you need to adapt, what you need to fine-tune, what you need to create that self-awareness about you to make person have this impression about you. So whether you focus on attention, you're paying keen attention to person, how person body language respond to you, or just conversation with you. I am very keen on that. Person body language, person facial expression, person emotion, how they talk, and see if they want to talk, want to have a conversation with me or not. I can sense it, whether I'm not seeing you face to face, whether it's through WhatsApp, because your message, although your message, I'm not seeing you physically, but your message send a strong signal to me that you're not interested to have no conversation with me. And I'm like, okay, me nah, but I could text your phone. I'm gonna tell you straight up, me not text your phone. Mm-mm. And that's why my emotion kiki. Cause of my emotion. As I said, man action is a reaction to woman. If a woman do something to a man, they react in a very hostile way, because we are very aggressive. Man, we are very aggressive, and our emotion plays into play, comes into play, and our reaction based off what woman do, and reacting that also have a level of our personality and our behavior comes into play that determine where you go in life. So whether you focus on your paying attention, your emotion, your reaction, your personality, your behavior, that determine where do you go in life. So to say that self-awareness allows you some thought and emotion to take into place, as has been saying, it allows you to take control of your emotion, your behavior, your personality, so that can make change if you want. Until you are aware of in the moment of your thought, your emotion, your words, your behavior, then it are gonna be very difficult for you. Because if you're not aware of all of these things, it's going to like be very difficult. And sometimes I may go off, like on social media, trust me, I go sometime. Like because some people say some stupid things, and I'm like, where you come from? Like, Special stupid fool, sir. I am like, I just create my words and special stupid fool. And it is important. And in our dramatic issues, you have to be self-aware in your relationship. And that two case instant that happened in the dramatic issues that we will be talking about, I cannot wait for the dramatic issues. But anyway, self-awareness in relationship is prevalent, is very, very extremely important in a relationship, because emotion is a scale. You know, you have a scale and you swing a sour emotion in a relationship. We're just a swing, because our emotion is very impactive, especially if you're on a donna just a if down the place, like una have no care in the world, because you get very emotionally attached. And it is easy until the emotional is turbulent. Where that means, where is the same that you are in working your personal life also. So whether it is your work life, work relationship, or your personal life, it is important to have this self-awareness. So when you change your interpretation in your mind of what you think can change your emotion and your shift the emotional quality of your relationship, everything would have happened, everything would have be fine. But and also, once you change, once you have that, it is a process, it's a work in progress, as I say. It's a process of you, of individual, to get to that level of stage of self-awareness and how people emotional is important, and sometimes how you're trying to be comfort and try to understand the level of where they're coming from. Somewhat understand it, because I'm very defensive of everything. But anyway, so maybe I'm lacking of self-awareness too. So when you change your emotion in relationship, you're open to new possible endless things to do in your emotion. Having a clear understanding of your thoughts and your behavior pattern that help you to understand other people. Yeah. So once you understand other people, thought and behavior pattern, and you understand yours in an in detail way, you are more likely to have an open conversation with your spouse and be able to feel like there's no need to be afraid of you in whether in your relationship. Cause once your partner afraid of you, or your child afraid of you, that means you're not going on a rocky way. So it is the ability to facilitate a better personal and professional relationship. So both of them have to be balanced. Whether your personal life or your professional life, you must have a level of of understanding of that. So developing, and by looking it in detail now, by looking in detail of self-awareness, by developing it now, self-awareness in development is through practice. Make me church it some more. True practice. You have to practice it. Like if you get up in the morning and you read your Bible and you say you believe in God and you say you do everything by God, and you get up in the morning and you exercise every single day and you do this and you do that and you have faith and you do this and you do that and you want something and you're hungry for it, like when the lion hungry for the meat. Yes, that's how self-awareness comes into play. Practice by focusing on attention on details of personality and their behavior. Once you understand personality and their behavior, it is coming like reading a book. You're reading their expression towards you. So it isn't learning from reading a book, but when you are reading a book, you are focusing on the attention of the conceptualized idea of the book. So that is what you are focusing on, person. You are focusing on how they respond to you, how they get you. You also develop an intellectual understanding of the idea of self-awareness from the book. So you understand that. So you're going to understand their version of self-awareness of you and body language, and also with your attention in making the book become practice, not paying attention in your own behavior, but others by emotional and also thinking of learning to be mindful and awareness as a learning to dance. Same thing as how you learn to dance. Your dance is like your body language or your body movement. How is the same thing. Be mindful of others. But also you learn from dancing, you pay attention on how and where and how you feel the movement. So your hand, your body movement in your partner, dancing isn't a learning from a book. It is self-awareness. It is not self-awareness either, but your dancing needs awareness of your body movement, and self-awareness can develop ways in which you pay attention to expression of thought, emotion, and behavior. So it's critical and important. And many studies has been done, and clients have been discovering that there are also alternative to learn this. So incorporating it by mastering it, self-mastering course, it is important. And yes, so it is quite important, and it is very critical of how you be very important of your self-awareness and how your decision, why you do what you do, and your decision in which La Primavera. In which that you do in life. So making changes in your behavior is not easy. And it's in front of you doing that, you have to change your mindset, your behavior, to become more simple, easy step to develop self-awareness. And step-by-step process and exercise, usually by learning from it, it is quite critical and important. To increase your self-awareness is the first step to becoming the observer and not observing, the observer. Yeah, so that is important. I'm going to repeat it right again. So to increase in your self-awareness, the first step is to practice becoming the observer. Yeah. So our first dramatic issue is, because I'm going to nearly run out of time, so Portland Health Department suspect did inspection of the KFC in Portland because of the rat infection, all of them, something near rat running on top of the KFC board, and they are satisfied with the food place, and they say that it is not posed to any health risk to the public, any serious risk to the public, and they're giving the green light to open the KFC so that they can operate it, which is good. So that is good for our dramatic issues. No, my mom and granny papa shoot a room, my granny box foot, I want to bust out one laugh. No, grandmother caught me having sex in the church toilet. Like, I was like, what? Sir, so it's not me, but me grandmother caught me having sex at church when me was a teenager, and scandal me. So as church was not interested, but me only get interesting after her church sister carry her grandson to church. Okay, boy, let us see if it is a him or she. So the person's skin catch a fire. So one night and night prayer meeting is going on, right? And she and him sneak outside, and they went into the church toilet and had sex, right? And the next thing she know, the door fly open, and one of her, and she and her grandmother I make six. I was like, what? So the grandmother creates one scene panel, and then the next thing she know, sex demon altar. So I was like, what the hell? So enlisted the police, another dramatic issue. So enlisting the police in Hanover police station investigate into the death of a man who commits suicide by shooting himself in an illegal firearm on Saturday. 26, he was identified as 26-year-old Brown. The deceased has been identified as that. So it is quite important. It is quite important, right? For that reason. So we're going to end it there. So it is important to have self-awareness in these cases, because this man just decides to shoot himself in my head, and I am like, oh God, only if he have some self-awareness so he can control his emotion swing, it will be his attitude, his whole reaction and personality, and the way how he look at life, you will take a different approach, because once you have a positive spirit and something, you're self-motivated in your own right, you will take a different approach at life, and how self-awareness comes into play with this. So I'm sadly that he just take his own life. So another dramatic issue is that Chantel White has been having a stalker on her hand, right? And she's just 24 years old, and she got three shots in her head on New Year's Eve. So it's an incident where Chantel and her married man, which is her man, whatever. She got the shot on New Year's Eve, three shots in her head, and now allegedly her boyfriend. So this new story is saying that Lisa may be having the same occurrence like Chantel. So Lisa said that she's afraid that she might have the same fear as Chantel. And we are now, Lisa is 20 years old, young enough, and involved in a transactional relationship. So it's like a transactional relationship where I say, I give you money, I give you something. So it's like, and you give up something to get something. Opportunity cost comes into play. And self-awareness also comes into play. Where that she's just afraid because fear emotion, and she afraid that the same thing are gonna happen to this girl, are gonna happen to me because I stalk her upon my back now. Because how me see him behavior and how him behavior, him emotion just act up, and personality is just a take a turn to the for the worse. So our fear personality just very scared and worry, and she's just panicking on her emotion, and she just have to be careful what she say nowadays. So self-awareness comes into play. So her doing a transactional relationship with a married man, what take a turn for the worse for him, for her now, and his personality and behavior, is that she end the relationship with the married man recently, and she might think the possibility him is talking her, and he got very aggressive and threw her to the floor, but she never aware of this type of behavior problem from him before. So she's like, has more in the transactional relationship with you, your behavior change, your emotional, you're very emotional connect to me. Because as I said, your emotion, once you're having sex with person, your emotion, you're very emotionally connected to that person. You're very, 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 very interconnected with that person, and you can't let go. So self-awareness, she should literally process and reflect on these things and interpret all of these things to know that he need to have some self-awareness. She need to check and understanding on how he's emotional, as he said, self-awareness in relationship, where their emotion is just very, the quality, their emotion shift. As I say, from 0 to 100, his emotion was shift, because he must say, this little girl Brighty won't come broke up with me, won't come break my aunt after me do so much things for you, you're ungrateful. These are the things that he is so angry and gyrated at, because he didn't. Although the man married, the man still attached, because the man sees something where his wife can't give to him. Wow, look at that. Self-awareness in relationship, you're very emotional, your emotion swing, the quality of the relationship, the emotion will change. As I say, if you have an open mind, you will look things differently in life. The possibility of new things, with opportunity will just open up to you. But true, the man don't have that, because the man, and as I said early on, we'll say man react to woman action. So if you do something if a woman do something to you, you're very aggressive, going to react to her action, because she do something that is special, stupid fool.
But you don't consider, she don't consider it special, stupid fool. So it is very weird and alarming. So in this episode that recently near to me, this happened. So it's not near to me, but it's close by. And it's a Four West, which is in Greater Portmore, St. Catherine, were shocking by early Sunday morning by a tragedy ended at that met a couple that considered heavily loving. So the man was very loving, as they say, residency or the neighbor say, Corporal Donor Mackenzie. He is 34-year-old, a soldier of the Jamaica Defensive Force, and served 12 years in the army, and was locked and shot, was hacked and shot him common law wife ease to death. So he locked her up in the house, shot her and chopped her up, I think. But the story did not say him chop her up, but before he turned the gun on himself. So here you see self-awareness is evident in this relationship. Why would a JDF soldier man do something this extreme? Why? Because his woman action make him react this way. That is why it is sadly, and people on social media are saying that no, woman belong to you, woman this, not do this, woman that. But if they have a level of self-awareness in the relationship, they will have a different approach in life. And stress, I can know this is stress. He is frustrated, he's fed up of her. When him there work, him just stress out because the job just stress him, and it demand a level of more aggressive and more toughness. Social life though easy, me I tell you. So the deceased, which is the soldier and the Kamala, the deceased, which is the JDF, Mr. Mackenzie, told resident, said that he's going to threaten her to hurt his Kamala wife on several occasions, as he told his neighbor. But the neighbor no believe him, never take him that too serious. So one of the neighbors say she called her husband to talk to him, and then after he told her that he's going to do it. So once your neighbor tell you, say them are gonna do it, call police instantly, seek help. I don't understand neighbors. If you not take them serious, if you hear your neighbor cuss, if you hear your neighbor don't mind your own business, say you don't take them serious, call help, seek help. It is important to seek help. No, their life could have been prevented. His life could have been prevented. Their life could have been prevented. Once the neighbor no information, you seek help, and the neighbor them need to charge them. I feel that a law in Jamaica need to happen where once a neighbor knows something, they need to suffer the consequences too. If them need to pay a little fine or go to jail too, because it don't make no sense. You know something and count a little occasion, him say he might go hurt him wife, Because him stressed out to the limit, him wife, him common law wife, put him in a one depressing situation, stressed out. He is he when he come home from work, him job requires a lot of stress. So he move from 0 straight to 1,000. Not 100, straight to 1,000. And it was evident on social media that he, a man, carry her at the house late on the night, and then him wake up. One story say him wake up and shot her three shots in her head and etc. But self-awareness shows that if in the relationship can you change your interpretation of others, changing your emotion and shifting your emotional quality of your relationship, it will importantly change the whole aspect of how you view relationship. But in this aspect, none of them never have no self-awareness. None of them never went in there. None of them never tried. He did not seek help. What he should have done, seek help. But you know, man not for have emotion, man not for cry, man not for tough it out. Man for tough it out, them for say. Man not for wait name them. And it is a double standard. I cannot see that how some man out there are very sympathized on woman, and when woman cheat on a man or do something extreme to a man that he make him want to eat out of the rubbish bin, they don't have no mercy for that man when he do something something drastic like this. It is extreme. So I wrote a message on Facebook. I'm saying me very disappointed in human, because they can do the extreme things into a man and not come out of it, other than man if you tough it out, because them strong, them not have emotion. Rubbish. Anyway, and I said, please respect. At the end of my tweet, I said, please respect on a man. You can't go there and just embarrass on a man. So, you don't need to take some of the blame. You don't need to take 50-50 of the blame, too. Oh, man. So, he told his neighbor that he's going to do it. Then she called her, and then her husband called him and said, you need to just walk away. But walk away cannot do nothing. If somebody says going to do it, they're going to do it. Don't like me. That's why I am like this, because I am very defensive. I am very, 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 very upset when women do things like this. And nothing has come out of it. They are not held accountable. Respect on the man them. The man them need to look out for each other. Look out on the phone of virgin. When I have a virgin, when I have a soldier virgin, look out for them. Make them talk about them relationship problem. You and your virgin talk, have one drink with you, have one beer with your virgin. And not talk about the relationship problem. And not talk about this. And not talk about that. I did a tweet to remind the Prime Minister that soldier and the genium need to have some level of psychiatrist or some level of counseling every three weeks or every month, so that they can ease off of the pressure. You can't just work out themselves. Like a incident happened where they had a JDF soldier, I think a man or a woman take a picture or a video of the JDF soldier sleeping on the job, and I'm like, are you serious? They are tired. They are tired to the max. They're stressed out. They are stressed out to the max. And coming into a home that you just want to sleep. You don't want your nobody. You just want to sleep. You just want to see your bed. And you sleep. Because I'm stressed out to the max. And then you have a woman just annoy you like one mosquito. So, and I go on like, say, it is not her. She needs to take on responsibility. But in a relationship, if you don't compromise, as I say, if you don't have once in a relationship, you need to have expectation. Your partner not going to feel all of that expectation, but meet that expectation. Make sure you have a strategic strategic goals in life. Appreciate your partner taking into consideration their emotion and compromising their emotion. Take into consideration, say that the relationship is not a one-man thing. It's not a one-man thing. What if the man say, oh, hi, you jump. Or if she say, hold low, you jump too. No. Two of them have to come together to work on it. And how self-awareness comes into play is you changing your interpretation in your mind of what you think you can change your emotion and the shift the emotional quality of your relationship. And hence, that can be having a clear understanding of your thoughts and behavioral pattern help to help you to understand other people. And this is the ability to empathizing facility to better your personal and your professional relationship. That is self-awareness in relationship, and that is 101 of self-awareness. Check me out on the all social, the Double Trouble Jama show on Facebook and YouTube, and also on Instagram, the Double Trouble Jama show _, and also on Twitter, double_drama_PO, and also on Snapchat, the Troubler. Yeah, so check me out on all social. This episode is brought to you by Boss Swaggerific.